New South Wales remains behind the rest of the country when it comes to voluntary assisted dying, with attempts to get legislation through the state's parliament pushed back to next year. Both Labor and Liberal MPs agreed to send the bill to an upper house inquiry. Alex Greenwich introduced the voluntary assisted dying bill last week. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Hamish. Good to be here.
Why is this being pushed back into the long grass?
Well, the Legislative Council has decided to do an inquiry into my bill. That inquiry will only begin once legislation passes the lower house. Look, if it's what the Legislative Council needs, that's a matter for them. I would have appreciated some consultation before this process. I've been very open and transparent, Hamish. This has been on the agenda for over a year. Colleagues have had various iterations of the bill. They've all fed back into it. I've included amendments to the bill from key stakeholders, legal and medical experts. But if this inquiry needs to happen, it'll be another opportunity for health experts to say the importance of the reform and for legal experts to say it's consistent with other schemes.
So were you taken by surprise that this has happened?
Well, I have had a very open and transparent process throughout this. Colleagues have raised concerns or issues with me, and I've always been able to address them. It's unfortunate that that this didn't happen this time, but it is what it is. And now we just need to move forward and make sure the government actually provides time for the Legislative Assembly to debate the reform, which to date they have failed to show the respect to individuals, members' views on this topic, to allow us to actually debate it this year.
Labor's Adam Searle, who co-sponsors this bill, also wants it sent to the inquiry. He claims it won't mean that it takes longer to pass the bill. Is that your view?
Well, look, I think it would be possible for the Parliament to address the reform this year. However, as I said, if the Legislative Council feels they need to have an inquiry into this, we will use that as another opportunity to put forward the case for reform.
How many terminally ill New South Wales residents are waiting for this legislation to come into effect?
Well, there would be a number, and you know, a number have contacted me really just over the past 24 hours, Hamish. I think of Judith, who is someone with advanced terminal lung cancer. She will die drowning in her own body, suffocating cruelly, rather than being able to pick a time to do it peacefully, surrounded by loved ones. You know, I saw these games being played during the marriage equality campaign, and that was unfair because that, you know, prolonged how long it took for someone to get married. When it comes to this reform, it's just downright cruel. What colleagues are doing by seeking to prolong the debate is saying people like Judith need to have a painful and cruel death where they suffer rather than can choose a time to do so peacefully.
The New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, doesn't personally support the bill but has confirmed there will be a conscience vote on the issue for his party. The same goes for Labor. Is there majority support in the Parliament, do you believe?
Look, I have been talking to colleagues for a number of years, really, on this reform, and I know that there is strong support. What we need, though, is the ability to debate this. The New South Wales Parliament has a proud history of conscience votes where members are given sufficient time to be able to express their view on the topic, whether they support it or oppose it. So far, the New South Wales government has failed to provide that same respect to this issue.
New South Wales is now the only jurisdiction which doesn't have voluntary assisted dying. Australia's come a long way on this issue in a relatively short period of time in terms of the legislation, hasn't it?
Well, you know, I think the community has really had this discussion. They understand the importance of this reform and that people with really strong safeguards with an advanced terminal illness should be able to die in a peaceful and humane way, rather be forced to, you know, to either suffer, starve themselves to death, or sadly, in some cases, take their own life in a gruesome way rather than in a peaceful way, as would be provided by our bill.
When you say the public has had this discussion, how do you mean? What form has that taken?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, if we have a look at consistent polling on this reform, it's some 80% support. If I have a look at the Health Services Union poll of their members, some 80% support it. The Nurses and Midwives Association, similar support. Every other parliament in the country has been able to express the support of the community and voted for this reform. And it is now time for the New South Wales Parliament to pay the issue the same respect.
Alex Greenwich, I should say. We spoke to Alex Hawke earlier. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Hamish.
That's the Independent MP for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, who's backing the voluntary assisted dying bill in the New South Wales Parliament.